Warning. The following podcast is hosted by two people who spend more time reading gossip blogs than they do actual news. Their opinions are their own. Their facts are highly questionable. And there's a good chance that one of them is extremely intoxicated.
All right, we got snacks, we got drinks, we got laptops, and we are ready to kick off the seventh episode of the In Case You Missed It podcast.
Super excited. I can't believe we've made it to seven and they haven't kicked us out the building yet.
My name is Strawberry. That's Chunk.
Hi, Chunk. Here.
Tell them what we do every week.
We go through the week looking at all these crazy stories that you may or may not have heard of. You might have, you may not have, but we're going to give them to you about a half hour. We're going to give you all the good stuff that you just listen to and enjoy and go, ha ha, it's so funny.
The most viral videos, the craziest stories. We record this Thursday. We put it out Friday.
Yep.
Maybe one week we should just like live tweet. We should have somebody in here like live tweeting as the podcast is going.
We could live tweet it or throw it on IG Live, or we could Facebook stream it.
We'll do something for the Big 10th. The Big 10th episode.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, 10. Woo.
The biggest story of the week, obviously, is the guy that got kicked off and dragged off the United Airlines flight. They said, hey, we can do that when we overbook our flights.
He was reaccommodated.
Oh, my God. Look at what you did to him.
Well, you don't buy a plane ticket.
You reserve it.
You're signing a 37,000-word document. That's really what it comes down to. The legalese on buying an airline ticket.
Right.
You know how you click okay when you get the lawyer speak? Once you accept those terms, you're cattle. You are attached to your luggage and you're cattle with your luggage. I mean, they're basically just movers of luggage and they consider you luggage.
No, I'm not going. I am not going.
The videos were horrible. Like, brutal. You watch these videos, you're like, dude, these
airport cops.
Airport cops. They went above and beyond.
Busted his lip.
Oh my God, look at what you did to him.
Just a little bit of power gets to your head.
It reminds me of like dudes that went to high school that were total dicks and they just wanted power and they became cops or security guards.
Yeah.
That reminded me of just the exact situation. Like, they dragged this Asian dude, they f***ed him up. Like, there's no... And when he came running back...
That was the weird part.
He doesn't even remember that. He had a concussion at that time. The part where he's like, just let me die.
Just kill me. Just kill me. Kill me. Relax. Kill me. Relax. And then you go, kill me.
Now, is he saying he had a concussion? Because I know he's in the hospital for a while. Or is he just... Did he really hit the armrest that hard with his face? Or did he smell lawsuit the second they put hands on him?
No. He was... The pre-footage, he was calm and collected. He would have gotten off the plane.
Right.
He would have gotten off the plane, him and his wife, he would have gotten off the plane.
Because they offered him money, which is what they do.
They only offered him $800, though. They could have offered him legally $1,300.
Right.
So they offered him $800. He's like, listen, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm a doctor. I have patients. The next flight, I won't be able to get home.
I'm physician and have to work tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So am I.
Yeah. And then he got randomly selected in their generator. And then they just all hell broke loose.
So you think they smashed him in the head hard?
I've watched a couple of different videos of people on the flight.
Right.
There's one video.
Nobody helped him, by the way.
What are you going to do? I mean, here's the thing. How are there no people that just like, the dude in front of him was a big guy.
Yeah.
How did he not be like, hey, man.
Nobody pulled a Katniss Everdeen.
I volunteer as tribute.
That would have been the time to pull a Katniss Everdeen.
Somebody should have done something. And I don't know how the guy came back running on the plane.
I have to go home.
Yeah, how did you let him slip through your fingers?
Probably because at that point they're like, oh my God, we're going to lose our jobs. We're going to get sued.
Yeah.
Lives are over. That dude, the officer, the security guard, he's out. He got suspended. He's going to get brought up on charges for sure. Going to get brought up on charges. They f***ed that dude up. That's the bottom line. They world starred that dude.
Right. So over the weekend, while United was having this problem, Delta had a huge delay system-wide also, and there was this one family of four trying to fly to Florida for vacation. The flight was delayed and overbooked.
The next thing you know, the airline started offering compensation to volunteers who would give up their seats.
So when they started throwing money around, they said, hey, we'll give you $1,350 per ticket.
Yep.
And we took it, and we walked away from the airport on Friday with $4,050.
Saturday comes. Flight's delayed again.
Ooh.
Sorry, guys. How about some money if you book till Sunday?
They started asking for volunteers because the flight was overbooked. The money got up to $1,300 per ticket. We took that.
Sunday comes, more delays. The family goes, hey, look, we've been in the airport all weekend. Let's just cancel our flight.
So we said that to the airline, and they said, fine, we'll refund your tickets. And they sweetened the deal with another $1,000 per seat compensation.
So, quick math, that family made $11,000 that weekend just by giving up their plane seats.
Yeah, no, and that's great for them. I've made $500 giving up a plane seat before. It was fine because it was a flight to Vegas. Somebody,
you're gonna get there eventually.
I'm gonna get there eventually. So you know, it was overbooked. I got $500. Speaking of United having the worst week ever, guy was flying business class.
Just today, this happened.
Today, guy was flying business class, doing his thing. Scorpion falls from the luggage area and stings him. So, not only on United are you going to get dragged out of there Walking Dead styles, you're also going to get attacked by poisonous creatures.
That sucks. In case you missed it, the Lake County Sheriff's Department put out this creepy ISIS-inspired PSA warning to all the drug dealers and the heroin dealers.
To the dealers that are pushing this poison, I have a message for you.
So heroin is a huge problem, and the Lake County Sheriff's just like, they came out there and it looked like an ISIS propaganda video.
We're coming for you.
They all had masks on.
They all had full gear, looking like Call of Duty, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had the terrorist mask, the helmet on, guns, and that sheriff was going off.
Yeah.
Our undercover agents have already bought heroin for many of you.
I just think it's crazy the amount of police state activity that is happening.
Right.
They just made it and church in Alabama can have its own police force.
A church police force?
There's this church in Alabama had their own police force, and they went to like some court case or something like that, and they're allowed, as a church, they're allowed to protect their parishioners or something, and they're allowed to have a goddamn police force.
That's what the Mormons did way back in the day, right?
Yep.
I watch
Big Love.
I watch Hell on Wheels.
Oh, I was gonna say Big Love.
Nah,
yeah,
Bohannon.
To the dealers, I say, enjoy looking over your shoulder, constantly wondering if today's the day we come for you.
So you've seen the video.
Yes.
So
yes,
what's
yes.
Your favorite part? The ski masks or the mic drop they do at the end?
Enjoy trying to sleep tonight, wondering if tonight's the night our SWAT team blows your front door off the hinges.
Like, these are law enforcement officers damn near doing a mic drop and walking off the stage after they threaten all the drug dealers.
They threaten them hard. They're like, we're kicking in your door. And they're like, hide your wife, hide your kids. Like, they're coming after them. And you know what? Great. Heroin's awful.
We are coming for you. Run.
So on the scale of law enforcement, it's, you know, sheriff, police, these church cops that Chunk is talking about,
yeah,
and mall cops. So boozy badass. Rapper Boozy Badass was, I guess, shopping at a mall in Biloxi. He's a
hometown
celebrity.
Hometown mall, though. That he's from the area, so it's like, that's his mall, essentially.
Attracting a crowd.
Yeah. We love you, Boozy!
I guess he's getting kicked out, and the video that came out, he's cornered in a Dillard's, and the mall security pepper sprays Boozy and several people of the crew.
Yeah, the entourage got pepper spray.
My niece was walking. He sprayed her. She's 6 months pregnant with twins. My boy asked him, why you sprayed her? He sprayed him and told him, I got you in your mouth.
First off, the fact that mall security gets hype like that, mm-hmm, is scary. Don't get me wrong. If you're a mall security guard right now, just half asleep in your car listening to our podcast, mazel tov, I got love for you. But if you're like some badass, fresh out of junior college, thinking you're going to be a cop one day, and you're going to start as a mall cop.
This is my jurisdiction.
Go away, die. Just, you're the worst.
We walked all the way through Dillard's to get out the mall. He backed us in the corner, what you saw in the video, and he sprayed us again.
Just quit your job. Go move back in with your parents. The power trip on some of these mall security guys is like, dude, you're here to call the cops.
Right.
That's it. You're here to call the cops. What, are you going to stop a fight? No. You know what happens when mall security guys stop a fight? Little Boozy drags them outside, beats their ass. Beats their ass.
After we left out the mall, he came behind us again and sprayed us again.
So the confrontation did move outside, and as a mall security is supposed to do, the cops were called. Now, this is where the story gets from bad to worse, because Boozy is saying that when his buddies got arrested, The cops took his what?
When they pulled the van over, my jewelry sack was in there. Over $1 million worth of jewelry.
And he said, yeah, it was $1 million in jewelry. I ain't got it back yet. The cops have my jewelry.
My jewelry sack.
And he ain't getting it back.
Now they're saying no jewelry sack was in it.
Why are you traveling with $1 million of the jewelry?
And he wasn't wearing it. He said it was in a bag in his car.
A briefcase or something. Yeah, but why? You don't need a stunt for the gram. Why?
So cops that were doing their thing, though, in case you missed it, and this video is on my website, strawberryontheradio.com, there was a woman who went to a plastic surgeon for a consultation about a boob job with her friend. Now, this plastic surgeon's office have seen her before, and they're like, wait a minute. She paid with a fake credit card before, and she caused a problem. So they call the cops. Cops show up.
Uh-oh.
The woman who wants the boob job is now leaving the office still, as you can see in the video, in that paper doctor's
gown.
She's
in that little doctor's thing with the butt hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, she's running. Just running upstairs.
She blows right past the cops and down the stairs.
Subject running.
Now it's a foot race.
Let me see your hands.
Cops are chasing her into a nice Mercedes.
And she's naked, by the way. We're at this point. She's naked.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car now.
She's like, nah, I've been watching the Fate and the Furious trailers all week. I'm gunning it.
Stop the car.
Out.
So she guns her Mercedes at the cops, and the cops have their guns out.
And you get
guns
shot.
Are drawn.
Now, technically, if you charge your vehicle, you are using a deadly weapon against a police officer. They have a right to shoot and kill you.
And in every other video I've seen, that's where this goes.
She got lucky.
She skated off, and then because of all the publicity and her face was out there, she ended up turning herself in. There is, if you watch the video, there is a bullet hole in the hood of her car, but that was from a different altercation.
So she already came to the party
with a bullet hole already. That's an old bullet hole,
man.
Chuck. That bullet hole's old.
Playing with it, I'ma send it through your condo.
Who else was running from the cops and avoiding their bills this week?
An aspiring rapper was in court this week after he allegedly devoured hundreds of dollars worth of seafood and beer before, let me tell you, swimming away without paying. Now, you're probably like, he's eating seafood. How's he going to swim away? Because the restaurant's on a boat.
So he just jumped?
He jumped. This dude, aspiring rapper, had a $621 bill.
Woo.
That's some good eats.
Right.
He's like, I'm not paying for it. I'm jumping off the boat.
I don't know what's worse, his escape plan or his rap name. His real name is Terry Peck, but he goes by Tupac. And his SoundCloud has 3 songs on it from a month ago. And it seems like everybody who's showing up to his SoundCloud is only there because they heard about this news story. Here, this is the best clip I could find for him.
Oh yeah, that's right. He's a naughty. Demon got the woke up next to a bitch that looked like a dog shit. Left on the rug. I'm a thug. I got mad dogs. I'm about to dip him in my souls. In your souls. That's right.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. This dumbass, dude. This guy cut out on a $621 meal as an aspiring rapper. This other guy
was sent to jail after cops say he stole about $10 worth of sausage from a grocery store.
Also in Florida. What the hell is going on? 3 people in Florida last week running from the cops and ditching out their bills.
Because Florida's nuts.
This dude stole $10 worth of sausage from a grocery store. During the police pursuit, they went up on a bridge and said, you know what? I'm jumping the bridge.
The suspected shoplifter, 41-year-old David Bertram, got away, investigators say, as he was being brought into police custody.
It was like a 40-50-foot bridge.
It's a huge bridge.
If they ever made a Bad Boys 4, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are going to be jet skiing underneath this bridge.
Ah.
This thing is monstrous. So he jumps off this bridge. Cops eventually caught him, and yes, he's serving time for a $10 sausage theft.
It's not just the fact that you stole $10 of the sausages, but you're going to break your legs like jumping. I mean, this is, it might be 50, it could be 75. It's a big-ass bridge.
Big-ass bridge.
And, I mean,
it feels like concrete from that high off when you hit the water.
Yeah, you're hitting that. I mean, that's why when people jump off the bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge, they just put up the suicide barrier thing. I think they started putting up today. But when people jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, you don't die. Your body just kind of breaks everything on the inside. But you're still alive.
Yeah.
Because it just, you hit it like concrete.
Yeah.
And that's, but you know, Florida, man, what do you expect? Speaking of Florida, Walmart.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to Walmart. She going to Walmart. They going to Walmart. They be at Walmart.
Here's the thing. In case you missed it, people who shop at Walmart had a salad. That's not the story.
Already, I don't believe it.
Yeah, false. False. Alternative facts. Then they found a bat inside.
A bat.
So here's the thing. They had that package salad.
It was a pre-packaged salad, then, right? Okay.
And I'm not the healthiest guy on the planet, but I know for a damn fact that prepackaged salad is disgusting. I just know. I don't eat it. I can't. I'd rather just get a lettuce and cut it up.
You got to.
I hate prepackaged. To me, because it always comes out wet. It's just prepackaged salad's gross. So two Walmart customers were tested for, wait for it, rabies after eating a salad with a dead bat inside. Fresh Express reportedly recalled its organic market-side spring mix from Walmart in the southeastern part of the United States after customers in, wait for it, Florida found the webbed winged monster. And if you see the pictures online, it's not like a bat like you think of it. It looks like a bat that went through half of a grinding machine. It's like a half a bat. But in Florida, this thing probably fell into their food
packaging
afterwards. Because that's the organic market side spring mix. I mean, that's the fancy stuff.
Right.
That's the $3 a bag stuff, you know. But A, it's in Florida. I don't buy it. B, Walmart people don't be eating no salads.
Walmart.
I think people will go get salads from Walmart. And if they're smart, they are buying organic. However, I don't see a bat being shrink-wrapped into a salad. It reminds me, a couple years back, there was this Wendy's in San Jose, and I lived right down the street from it. And somebody said, hey, there is a finger in my chili.
Yep.
And this was huge news.
It was nationwide. It was nationwide news.
And it wasn't just like, oh, the fingertip. It was an entire finger that this woman claimed was in her Wendy's chili. And I'm like, you know what? That's fake. I called it from the beginning. Years later, you know, they determined it was fake. It was somebody from prison cut off their finger.
She
however,
came clean.
Yeah. The cool part was, because I lived in this area, there was also a Denny's across the street. So you would get some girls after the club. You'd go to Denny's for the food.
Yeah.
And we would point across the street. See that Wendy's? Yes. That's the chili finger Wendy.
Yep.
And everyone's like, that's the Wendy's where the chili finger came from?
Yep.
It's right there. It's on Monterey Road.
That happened in 2005, and Wendy's lost $21 million in revenue over that fake finger.
Holy crap.
It took them 5 years to come out and say it was not a Wendy's finger in the chili.
There was like a deal. Somebody was in prison, and he cut off his finger and sent it to the person, the husband, put it in the chili.
The husband. Yep.
That's good. I'm
reading it right now on the website.
It seems like an airtight plan. That not go according
to. The thing
to
about it is, like, you find stuff. I mean, listen, if you eat fast food.
Oh, yeah. Who knows what's in there?
It's prepared by people that work in fast food. Don't get me wrong. People that work in fast food are great. I've worked in fast food before, but it's a crappy, disgusting, horrible job, and you hate it.
Yeah.
And so you just don't care.
Could be working in Burger King, spitting on your onion ring.
Let's stay on this fast food tip, because in case you missed it, Burger King came out with a brand new ad about their Whopper.
You're watching a 15-second Burger King ad, which is unfortunately not enough time to explain all the fresh ingredients in the Whopper sandwich.
So the first part seems simple enough, but at the end, they zoom into the guy who's holding a Whopper, and he says,
but I got an idea. Okay, Google, what is the Whopper burger?
So since the onset of these Google Homes and these Alexas, these things that listen to you 24/7, 365.
Home assistants.
This is the first time that an advertiser is targeting them.
Yeah, targeting them directly. If you read the comments on the YouTube video, it's got 10,000 dislikes.
Holy cow.
It makes these things go nuts. You say, okay, Google, or hey, Alexa, and it triggers it.
Okay.
I hope you're listening to this podcast and it just triggered something. It's funny. It reads the first page of the Wikipedia. It says Burger King, Whoppers, and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
So, which it's supposed to do.
Right.
So, they built it to do that. They edited the Wikipedia page as...
Burger King edited
the Wikipedia page because it reads the first paragraph.
Okay.
The first paragraph is... It was written by the marketing guy.
Okay.
So, the Wikipedia page is now not editable. It's locked.
Okay.
For Burger King and the Whopper.
Because you know dummies like us would be like, oh, I know what I'm going to make Google say.
They did. They changed it. And they had it say crazy ass.
The Whopper is a burger consisting of a flame-grilled patty made with 100% medium-sized child with no preservatives or fillers, topped with sliced tomatoes, onions, lettuce, cyanide, pickles.
So then Google got all pissed. They locked the page down. Then Burger King decided to do it again, and they ran ads on Jimmy Kimmel and Fallon.
Primetime ads.
Primetime expensive ads to activate the Google to a non-restricted way.
What do you mean?
So they said, okay, Google, what is the best Whopper, right? Or is Burger King better than McDonald's or whatever they did? They just rechanged the words in the commercials.
Got it.
So that it actually triggered them again. So Burger King is killing it right now.
That's smart.
It's very smart. I personally don't want these devices in my home.
You shouldn't.
They are. I've been to a friend's house and we've used them. They're really convenient. It's really kind of cool, but it's really scary. They're listening to you.
Oh, absolutely.
24/7. But it's the same thing as your phone. Your phone's listening to you 24/7 too. So.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem too.
Speaking of fast food, in case you missed it, Brother Goals. Hashtag Brother Goals for sure. An 8-year-old was at the house with the sister, and he was on the YouTube, and he was watching videos how to drive a car, and his sister's like, I'm hungry. Little brother's like, let's hit McDonald's.
An 8-year-old boy told police he learned how to drive watching videos on YouTube.
Took his parents' car, the van, and drove a couple miles.
No, I think it was 1 mile. One mile.
To the drive-thru. At the McDonald's.
I saw this article on everybody's Facebook. So he did go to the drive-thru. He didn't just park and walk in.
He went to the drive-thru.
He was 100%. He was all in then. He's like, look, if I'm driving a car and I'm 8 years old, I'm going through the drive-thru. Yeah.
I mean, he drove like a respectable adult would drive a car.
To be honest, it's not that hard to drive a car, but at 8 years old, my legs weren't reaching the pedals. This kid...
I mean, unless you're a big 8-year-old, yeah, you're going to have some difficulty. But also, the cojones on this 8-year-old to take his... if my son stole my car and took my daughter to Burger, and they lived and they came back, I would whoop his ass so hard. It would just be...
Oh, yeah.
It would just... He'd never drive again because, literally, somebody could have lost both their children that day. And some freak, it's crazy. We look at it now, we're kind of laughing, ha, ha, ha. It's funny.
It could have been so tragic.
It could have been tragic.
Yeah.
But let's talk about how the fact that this kid learned something amazing off YouTube. Kids on the YouTube
learning how to be cool. Absolutely.
I have problems 24/7. YouTube solves a ton of them.
Oh, dude, all my home improvement stuff. I go, okay, wait, how do I install a sink? How do I paint a
wall? How to cure warts? Everything is on the YouTube. I need to put that shit on
YouTube. Another article and video that was all over Facebook this week, and in case you missed it, I'm suspect of this one. It's the video where a husband pours concrete from a cement truck into his wife's car. This happened in Russia, not Florida this time. This story was actually
if it's either Russia or Florida where this crazy crap happens.
So people started spreading this video because they thought the wife cheated on the husband. What happened was there's a store, let's just say Safeway. It's like the Russian version of Safeway. They said, all right, anybody who changes their last name to Safeway, so Vladimir Safeway, Sophia Safeway, we're going to pay you $875 a month. So this wife says, you know what? Screw your last name, husband. I'm changing my last name to Safeway.
What?
That's what I'm hearing. And then so the husband brings her car to the front of one of these Russian Safeways. And I don't know if he works for construction or just in Russia. You just happen to have the hookup on a cement truck. But his buddy backs the cement truck up to her window and they just stick the little cement ramp into her driver's side and unload.
They fill the entire car with cement. And if you've never really seen what cement looks like wet, it looks like oatmeal.
Uh-huh.
So imagine oatmeal filling up your entire... I mean, he must have bashed out that window or something.
First off, I think it's a setup. I think it's a publicity stunt from this supermarket. Although people in Russia are crazy.
Nuts.
This could be a true domestic...
My craziest friend is Russian. Craziest dude I know. Hella Russian.
If it's real, they're out of control over there. If it's a publicity stunt, everyone's talking about
this funny.
Russian grocery store. And so once without getting myself in trouble, I've been associated with...
Russian mobs?
No, with a situation where a car is ditched in a weird alley or street or cul-de-sac. But that's just a regular car. This sure. car is now filled with concrete,
yeah.
making the one-ton car now several tons. Yeah. How are you going to get that thing out of there?
They're going to have to get probably
a crane,
a tow truck. Yeah, they're going to have to get a tow truck that would probably haul a cement mixer away.
Right, like a huge
semi. They're
going
to have to get a huge semi to haul. The whole car is full. It's a four-door sedan filled to the brim, mm-hmm. like to the window.
To the wall!
Yeah. Crazy, man. They crazy.
They're almost as crazy in, I think this is New Jersey. As a former dog owner, I have a huge beef with people who don't clean up after their dog.
There's a dad sitting on a couch chilling with his daughter, and his daughter says, "Hey, I think that crackhead's dog pooped on our lawn." And the dad goes, "Oh, hell no." Runs outside with his phone recording.
Hey, listen. You were here last week, and you let your dog shit on my pavement, the same you just did. You need to pick that up.
Yeah.
And immediately starts cursing this lady out.
It's a chihuahua.
Okay, I don't care if it's a chihuahua or a Great Dane.
Okay.
Okay, so you need to pick it the up.
I don't think so. I'm not picking it up.
Listen, you're going to pick it up, or I'm going to knock your junky boyfriend the fuck out.
And you see when you watch this video cursing the lady out, and then it's funny when you hear this.
You're going to pull up me like that?
I told you to pick it up.
Really?
Now that's hilarious, because that guy basically said, "I don't want to get knocked out." This guy's
got to
be He
does not have her back.
He does not have her back.
Pick it the fuck up.
Oh, my God. Do you have a bag?
No, pick it the fuck up.
Barehanded it.
Barehanded it, picked it up, and...
That's
so
gross.
Dude, it's so gross.
I had two boxers, and I'd clean up poop all the time. I don't think I ever had a bare hand one, though.
I would do the best with the baby wipes, because you just take a baby wipe, pick it up real quick. Yeah. My dog had hella poops.
My two things with dog owners that... Actually, I got three. I got three things, because I put a lot of effort into being a dog owner, as you should. It's a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
So my three things with dog owners, you have to clean up after your dog. Right?
Oh, yeah.
You have to have them on a leash, because some people go, "Oh, no, it's okay." No, the dog doesn't understand the sidewalk versus the street.
Yes.
And
no, they don't understand that at all.
I drive a lot of busy streets, and people are like, "Oh, we'll just walk across the sidewalk to get to the dog park." No, because this is 5 o'clock traffic, and the last thing I want to see is a dog running through the street because he doesn't understand, sidewalk street.
Yep.
So you got to keep it on a leash. The third thing is you have to have some sort of obedience training with your dog. I had my dogs in this great training program, not just for obedience, but then commands, and they could awesome training program. But you have to. It's like a kid, and I know parents get pissed when I say stuff like that.
No,
but
it's
a huge responsibility. You got to train them and teach them.
Same thing. I totally get it. If someone's like, "Dude, I got dogs, I'm never having kids," I'd be like, "You got kids? They're just furry."
Exactly.
It's the same. It's the same love. It's the same mentality, and it's that same principle. They have to be obedient a little bit.
Right.
You got to keep them on a leash. And it was the first one. You got to clean up after.
Clean up the poop.
Because like my kid will do, like we'll be in a store like today at Costco. I was at Costco because I'm at Costco goddamn all the time. I feed my kids the samples, right?
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't care. They'll eat everything. So I feed them all the samples, right? My daughter was just playing with the wrapper, but then she threw it. She threw the wrapper because she's playing with the wrapper, the little sample cup or whatever. So I have to be a good father and stop and pick what she just threw, because we don't litter and we don't throw things. And so you have to clean up after them.
Yeah.
I try to explain to my kids, listen, if I say stop, that's it. Stop. Dad says stop, that's it. Because we'll roughhouse and play, but if he tries to run on me, if I say stop, if I have to get to red light.
Yeah.
Oh, if I have to get to red light, we're having a problem.
Right.
We're leaving. Wherever we are, you're done. And I'm dragging you back like you're being reaccommodated on a United flight.
Yeah, so get your kids trained, everybody.
Train them up.
All right, so thank you for tuning in to another In Case You Missed It podcast. Chunk and I put these out every Friday, and I try to put them everywhere, wherever you're at. I put them on SoundCloud. I put them on my Twitter. Of course, strawberryontheradio.com. That's where you can find me. And if you're looking for me on Twitter, Insta, or Snap, all of them are at Strawberry Radio.
I am a big fan of the Instagram, @ILoveChunk. That is the same for the Twitter, @ILoveChunk. Hot bitches at me. me on MySpace.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
The In Case You Missed It podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's the Nazi. Then I got to woke up next to a bitch that looked like a dog shit. Left on the rug. Yeah, motherfucker, I'm a thug. I got mad nugs. I'm about to dip them in my souls. In your souls. That's right.